Hey, what's going on, FCA Palm Beach County family? Jason Banzoff here, area representative and producer and host of the FCA Palm Beach County podcast. Now, we want to have a quick episode with you as we welcome back Tony Martinez from Brevard County FCA. Now, Tony does all abilities up there, and they have a great event that is coming up May 11th. So we asked Tony to come on real quick and just have a conversation about the event. So make sure you listen in and enjoy as we welcome back Tony Martinez to the FCA Palm Beach County podcast. All right, we are welcoming back our first repeat guest to the FCA Palm Beach County podcast, and that's going to be Tony Martinez. Tony, how are you doing?
I am doing great today, Jason. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure thing, Tony. No, I'm glad you're here again. And one of the things I just want to say is I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity right now after seeing you up on the stage at Real Time and sharing about all abilities. Just how was that experience for you, just being up there and sharing your story?
That was such an amazing experience. I feel like unworthy to do that, but it's such a God moment to be able to just give God glory for what he's done, in Brevard County and really in the Central Atlantic region here in Florida. And you guys have been a big part of that. So just super humble and super thankful to be able to share with our FCA family just some incredible things that God has done.
Well, let me say this. I love being on this journey along with you, and I love just watching you thrive and shine and just seeing you do what God has called you to do. So really the main reason we're talking about this is because we have a special event that's coming up. So let's go back a little bit. So over the past couple of years, you've been doing some all abilities events, and it started with just an informational gathering and getting people together and just sharing your heart about it. And then I believe it was last year at some point you did a big event. Was it around this time last year, Tony?
It was right around this time last year. In fact, I think last year the date ended up being like May 13th. So this year it's May 11th, but last year, just an incredible, just community event, and we're so excited and so looking forward to doing it again this year. So,
yeah, I remember coming out to it last year, and it was a really, really incredible event. You did such an amazing job, and I was so just in awe of just one, the space that you were able to have, and two, just the amount of people that showed up, and just the amount of love that was shown in that area. So let's just kick it off. So what we have coming up May 11th. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So May 11th, the event is called Family Fun Day. And we are so, so blessed to be able to have a facility called the Space Coast Field of Dreams, where we're able to host this event. And so this event is to basically raise awareness for the All Ability Ministry that we're able to do together. And so what we do is we bring the community together to this space, to this wonderful facility, and we basically just have a great time for an afternoon. And we've got tons of sports activities going. We'll have kickball, soccer, basketball, mini golf. We'll have cornhole. We'll have ping pong this year, which is new. So we'll have face painters, we'll have tons of places to take pictures, and we'll have vendors there as well. But my favorite part of the event this year is the fact that we're bringing churches to this event. And so we're gonna have, so churches will be there with a table, with a booth, where they can share information about their church. Because we know as FCA, we're not the church. We just come alongside the church and be able to point people to Christ and to his bride. And so I just love the fact that we've got so many church partners that want to partner with us. And we want to be able to reach out to them and just give them a space to where they can reach out to this community and say, hey, if you need a church home, Here are a ton of places where they love us, we love them, and so please get some information about a possible new church home for you.
Very cool. So you did this last year, and I want to know, what is some feedback that you got for that event?
I mean, people just love the event. I mean, it was hot, but I mean, that's what you get in Florida. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
It's always going to be hot, but I mean, honestly, all the feedback that we got was so positive, because the event was so well run, and that's not because of me. That's because of my team and the wonderful team that we have here in Brevard County, and so many volunteers that come out to support this event. I mean, you guys were there as well. Yep. A bunch of you guys from West Palm and were there, and so just so much community support, and it really does get noticed. And so this year we just wanted to do something where we kind of just turned up the knob a little bit, and one of the things that we really wanted to do this year was we wanted to step up our door prize or raffle game a little bit. And so we went out into the community, and we've got some really cool raffle prizes that people are going to be able to win when they're there. And we'll be doing probably at least a half dozen raffles throughout the day, and as long as you're there, as long as you're in the park, you've got a chance to win one of these things. And so you know, we've got things like a 1 hour massage with Massage Envy. We've got a 2 hour design consultation that's worth about $400. We've got a half day fishing trip with Snookside Fishing for up to four people that's worth about $450. And it's because of these partners and because of our event sponsor, the Coley team, that has provided so much for us, and that we're able to put off this event, but also do this in such a way that the event itself is free. And so, you know, we've got some food trucks that'll be there to provide food, because we all get hungry. I don't know about you, man, but I get hungry. So
you've seen me before. I look like I'm hungry. Yes. Yep.
So, you know, we'll have some food trucks there that people will be able to buy some food. But the event itself, and I'm really proud of the fact that all the events that we've done, we've been able to do them for free, because we know, especially in the All Abilities community, many of our families are struggling financially. And so being able to do an event where they can come and have fun and know that it's not going to cost them hundreds of dollars like it would, like if you went to, say, Disney or something like that, like, you know, be able to have fun for a day is just something that's really cool. And then obviously, you know, we're going to share the gospel and be able to point people to Christ and be able to say, you know what, you do have a purpose. You do have a plan that is God given, and your life should be for God's glory. And being able to share that message of hope with so many people on a single day is just something that I'm just so blessed to be able to be a part of a team that really does want to point people to Christ. And that's what this is ultimately all about.
I love it. I love it. I am so excited for it. And real quick before we end this, what do you just say somebody that might be on the fence? I don't know if I want to show up. I don't know if I should, or whatever. What do you want to say to that person that's kind of wondering whether or not they want to show up?
Oh, I mean, I would say, please show up. I think you're going to be blessed. You're going to be glad that you did. You're going to see people laughing, people smiling. You're going to see people just having a great time with so many different activities. We just have a blast for a solid 4 hours. And I'm so thankful to all of our sponsors, including the Space Coast Field of Dreams board, who has been so generous with their t-shirt donation. And so all the t-shirts that you'll see that we have there are because of them, and you'll see those logos and all that kind of stuff. And so so if you're on the fence, please come out, please come see me, let me shake your hand, let me just share a little bit with you about All Abilities and why we do what we do. And I promise you, you will leave that day blessed and happy that you came out that day.
Great. I love to hear that. So let's one more thing before we go. Let's talk about the address real quick. I'm going to put it in the show notes as well. Mm-hmm. But where is this going to be located?
So this is going to be at the, it's called the Space Coast Field of Dreams, 3053 Fell Road, West Melbourne, Florida, 32904. Again, that's 3053 Fell, F-E-L-L Road, in West Melbourne, Florida, 32904. So stick that in your GPS and come on out at May 11th at 10 a.m. We will be rocking and rolling, and we will go from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on May 11th. So I can't wait to see you guys there. We'll just have a great, great time.
Great. Thank you so much, Tony, for being able to just hop on real quick and just share about what God's going to do through all abilities and through this day of fun. So appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, Jason. Hope you guys have a great, great day. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, I know that Tony's going to be putting on a great event on May 11th. I hope you can be there up in West Melbourne. But if you can't and you absolutely loved hearing what Tony was talking about, you can reach out to Tony or you can support him, and all of his information will be in the show notes. Events like that and podcasts like this take resources, and it's possible because of you. Check out fcapbc.org. Again, that's fcapbc.org to find out how you can get involved within FCA and Palm Beach County. We'll catch you next time.